Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Penguins back in action tomorrow. And I would wager to say that if I look at the standings, they're one of the surprising teams in the league. A limitless wonder. They're sitting here at 4-2. I haven't been like wildly impressed, but they're scrappy. They're interesting. And that's more than I thought I would be saying, even this early in the season. Matt Wenzel's done a couple of good stories over at the Post-Gazette on how they're more of a rush team than they were under Mike Sullivan. And one of the keys to that is holding on to the puck a little longer instead of mindlessly dumping it, and also having defensemen jump into the play. They have been interesting so far. What if they turned into Spencer Carberry's Capitals limits, huh?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Neither do I.
But
they've been interesting so far. Yeah. You got to give Dan Muse credit so far, don't you?
No, I do. I give Dan Muse credit for the way that he's already been able to build and establish a culture. Now, I don't like what they're doing here with Kindle and with Brunick sitting them out for a game during this recent stretch where it was, this is just ultimately a part of their development. Look, I get it that they're 18, 19 years old. Don't you want them to be able to go out there and have as much experience as possible? If you want to do that on a back-to-back, I get it. But these are games that are not that case, and it's spread out a little bit. But I do give Dan Muse a decent amount of credit for how he's been able to get the guys like Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Carlson to buy in to what he's selling right now.
Kind of like Pitt football, I didn't think I would be talking about them or very interested in them right now. But I am, on both counts. Now, we have a baseball series going to Game 7 tonight. Do you have a rooting interest? Do you have a watching interest here in George Kirby versus Shane Bieber, Seattle at Toronto, 8:10 p.m. limits? You going to be parked in front of the old TV?
I will be parked in your seat tonight doing the evening show, also watching the game, rooting for Sean Myers' Seattle Mariners.
Wow, and Vinny Ricicci's Seattle Mariners.
The Mariners have never been to the World Series, Joe. Can you name all the teams that have never been to the World Series?
No, I can't.
Wrong. It's only the Seattle Mariners.
Really?
They are the only team in Major League Baseball that has never gone to the World Series. Not won it, but gone to the World Series.
Well, I hope that streak continues because I like the Blue Jays. I used to take my daughter to Toronto when she was little, back when she talked to us, and it was fun, man. She would get in the back of the car where she always was in her car seat, and off we'd go to Toronto, which is, what, 5.5 hours away? Very manageable. Stop in Buffalo on the way. Head up to Toronto, and the atmosphere at the games is great. They have their own fight song. You know, it's like a soccer game where people are just going nuts. In fact, we saw the Pirates play there once in a 3-game series.
Nice.
And we became Blue Jays fans as well. So I have a soft spot for the Blue Jays, and I might add.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad took me to the first Blue Jays game ever at Exhibition Stadium. I don't know. When did they come in the league limits? 1985? Could you look that up for
a moment? I think it was a little bit before that.
Somewhere in there. It might have been before that. You might be right. But in their first game, Doug Ault hit a homer. They played at Exhibition Stadium, and it was basically just a baseball fence parked in the middle of a Canadian Football League field. But man, that was exciting and fun to have, you know, they were 2 hours away from our house to have a real baseball major league team that close to us.
1977.
There you go. So I have a soft spot for the Blue Jays. Plus, one of my daughter-in-laws is from Toronto. I'm rooting for the Blue Jays, and I'm rooting for them rather passionately, I might add.
I'd be happy for either team. I just want to see whoever comes out of the AL beat the Dodgers.
And they're not going to.
No.
And that's the other point here, is that the sight of the Dodgers makes me physically ill. Like, what have you really done? Like, they have such a cockiness about them. You just basically bought a World Series. That's it. The system in Major League Baseball is an absolute farce, and that doesn't excuse the Pirates one tiny infinitesimal bit. They have zero excuses for how chronically awful they are with that ridiculous payroll. None. And both things can be true. At the top end, it's an absolute farce and a joke of a league that a team could have, a $350 million payroll?
Yes.
And the sight of them, as if they're really accomplishing something, all they're doing is playing up to their paychecks. It's a team that was bought. It's a World Series that will be bought. And I can't stand watching them. And if I think that the winner of this has a chance to upset them like Tampa did, whatever that was, six years ago, I'll hate watch the Dodgers hoping for them to lose. But if they get up 2-0 in the series or whatever, I'll never watch it again like I didn't watch the NLCS, because it's so blatantly unfair and, you know, unlevel, if that's the word. It's just everybody's on a different field and they're playing a different sport from everybody else. It's stupid.
Now, I'll throw this back at you, though. The best thing for baseball as a whole might be the Dodgers winning the World Series, because that will put even more pressure on the thought of a salary cap and a salary floor.
Maybe.
If the Dodgers go back-to-back?
Maybe.
Year after the Yankees were there? All the money that's been spent? It seems like that's 2 World Series bought and paid for.
Yeah.
That should be more of a feather in the owner's cap. Other owners to say, hey, look how the sport has turned. It is even more money-centric, and who wants to buy their way to a championship than ever?
It's possible.
This is why it needs to happen.
Well, it's a tough thing for me to root for with that rationale, yeah. Like to be sitting there saying, yeah, go Dodgers so they can fix baseball. Right. No, I just hate them.
Because we just don't know if the owners are going to actually do it.
Yeah. And we also don't know how much resolve the players have. If the owners are going to do it, it's going to take a canceled season,
right.
Which I don't know. Do players' contracts tick 1 year
yes.
then? So we lose another year of Paul Skeens?
We would.
That would make three?
We would. Would that be worth it in your mind? For me, it would. For the future of the sport, for however long baseball continues, it would be it would suck to not have another year of Paul Skeens. It would. But for the overall complexity of the sport, to be able to survive, to be able to keep your stars, I think it would be necessary.
You mean integrity of the sport, not complexity?
Yeah. Why did I say complexity?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it would. It certainly was in baseball. I think it would probably be worth it to get that. But then you have the question of Bob Nutting. You know, every salary cap's going to come with a floor, and it's going to be over $100 million. So could this be the ultimate case of irony where he finally gets what he apparently and the smaller markets want, which is a salary cap, and in so doing, prices himself out of this ownership situation, like wouldn't want to meet the demand of a salary floor?
I think about it this way. Sid might not be the best example just because of the person that he is. But would the Penguins have been able to keep Sid, Gino, Letang, and Fleury without a salary cap?
No, and that's when we get to the Travis Williams quotes. The Pirates president, I guess he is, CEO, whatever you want to call him, where he said, and I'm paraphrasing, oh, I was with the Penguins, I know what it takes to win. No, you don't. Or maybe you do, and you're just being disingenuous in this situation. What it took for the Penguins was two generational superstars surrounded by a bunch of other stars and a salary cap, which was won by making the league dark for an entire season that they didn't play, which enabled you to keep those players. That's all. And that has nothing to do with the Pirates winning under the current system. Anyway, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Mostly sunny today with a high of Jack Ham 59, a low of Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy, a low of 48. Do you have Bob saying that? He says it so much better. And Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
It's a Mike Tomlin news conference tomorrow, Limits, and I'll see you then.
See you tomorrow, Joe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.